Good evening. I received a shaila today regarding shaving over the coming days for Lag BaOmer, but the shaila has a little bit of a flavor. The shaila was that somebody's going on a Shidduch Shabbos, on a dating, a singles event this Shabbos, I guess upstate, and therefore they're going to be leaving relatively early on Friday. And Friday is, of course, Lag BaOmer. Friday we could shave. And the question was, get haircuts. The question is, for the purpose of being able to participate more, hopefully more successfully, at the singles event for Shabbos, how early could they shave? Could they get a haircut? I can imagine that the barbershops Friday morning will be very busy. And could you go Thursday night? Could you go Thursday afternoon? What are the parameters? So I decided to look into the sugi a little bit and share my findings with you. And share my psak with you as well. So there are obviously numerous shitas of when the 33 days of Sfira end, but the shitas that we're going to focus on are the ones that hold that it sometimes ends around Lag BaOmer. The question is, when is around Lag BaOmer? So if you open up the Shulchan Aruch, he says that a person should have the 33 days of Avelis, and after the 33 days are completed in their entirety, the 34th day in the morning, you could shave. So this year means that Shabbos morning, you could shave, which would mean you'd, don't want to get into what that would mean, but you cannot shave on Lag BaOmer. You have to wait till Lamed Dalet. That is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah argues and says, no, we're not matbid on that last day. We assume that there was one day less of Misas Tamidei Rabbi Akiva, and therefore one can shave already on Lag BaOmer after 33 days. And, of course, they could do so in the morning, because when it comes to Avelis, Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo, and 33 full days is shortened to 33 days, you know, part of the 33rd day. And that is the Shita of the Ramah, and that which we pass by. So normative halacha would be, for Ashkenazim, that Friday morning, one is permitted to shave, one is permitted to get haircuts, one is permitted to listen to music. That's normative Ashkenazi halacha. The Mishnah Berurah does mention Yesh Omrim. Yesh Omrim does say that maybe you're allowed to get a haircut already the beginning of the 33rd day, meaning, let's say this year, Lag BaOmer is Thursday night, Friday, already for Thursday night, one could shave, is this opinion cited in the Mishnah Berurah. And this opinion is of the, this sheet is of the opinion that there weren't 33 days of death. There are only 32 days of death. So after 32 full days of death, I'm sorry, after 32 full days of Avelis for those 32 days of Mises Tamid Rabbi Akiva, those 32 days conclude, and the beginning of Lag BaOmer, the beginning of the 33rd day, which is in the evening, right when the day starts, right at Shkia, at Seis, whatever it would be, one could already shave and get a haircut from Thursday night. Hold on. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says that we're not really make it like this Shita. We typically do not rely on this Shita who's lenient on Thursday night, on the night of Lag BaOmer. We don't really rely on that opinion, except in a case like this year. Except in a case like this year, where the 33rd day is indeed Friday, Erev Shabbos. So since it's Friday, Erev Shabbos, life is a lot busier. And if you can wait online for an hour at the barbershop on Friday when you come home from work, it's not going to be pleasant. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, in a case like this year, one can be lenient like this, not like the Shulchan Aruch who says 34th day. Not like the Ramah who says, wait till the morning of the 33rd day, but like this unusual opinion that we typically don't rely on, but this year we're allowed, says the Mishnah Berurah, to yes, rely on it, and therefore get a haircut on the beginning of the 33rd day, meaning at nightfall, after the 32 days are over, the beginning of Lag BaOmer Thursday night, it would already be permitted to shave and get a haircut. That is what you find when you open up a Mishnah Berurah, and that's the leniency that we could be makel. So it would be, you know, Thursday night after sunset or Tzeis HaKochavim. If you would ask me, I think you could probably be Mekel for Shkia. You know, if we're willing to rely on Shkia to count Spiras HaOmer, I think we could rely on Shkia to allow shaving the Inyanei Avelis. I didn't see that inside. That's just my own hunch. For a Minog, you could be Mekel. For the Rabbanu, we could be Mekel. Certainly for the Minogei Avelis, we could be Mekel from Shkia. That's my own feeling. However, I did see in Shmuel Kamenetsky's Sefer on Sfiras HaOmer that he quoted Rav Aaron Cutler that already Thursday afternoon, which is a time that we're already not saying Tachanun, there's already, it's in the air, right? The festive spirit is in the air. So therefore, already Thursday afternoon, since already is not saying Tachanun, already from then, one b'shas hatzorach, one might be able to be mekel and shave or get a haircut if necessary. That's what is quoted in the name of Aaron Cutler. So I guess b'shas hatzorach, there would be room to rely on that. Now, while we're talking about this, I'm going to add one more point about the singles Shabbaton in a moment. But while we're talking about this, the poskim do comment that theoretically, the way normative halacha is for Ashkenazim, that the heter of haircuts and the heter of shaving is Friday morning this year, or the 33rd day of the morning on a year. So therefore, the heter for music and dancing is also only on Friday morning, the 33rd day in the morning. Clearly, we know, certainly even in our own neighborhood, there's dancing at the nights of Lag BaOmer in many places. If you go on the other side of the 878, you'll see lots of places and shuls themselves that have shul sponsored dancing Friday, Thursday night. So that seems to be the minhag of Klai. So to yes, dance, and yes, have music. And the poskim are really wonder why that should be. But nevertheless, that seems to be the minhag. It has been suggested that maybe because it's to memorialize, to commemorate Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, therefore it's like a rikudim shal mitzvah, and because it's a rikud shal mitzvah, that would make it mutter already at the nighttime, even though really you're not supposed to do any take away the availus, like shaving and haircutting, till Friday morning. Now, if that's the case, keep in mind, if you're going to sit in your house and listen to some music, that's not rikudim shal mitzvah, that's not dancing around the bonfire with your shul and the rav of your shul and singing Bar Yochai. So if you're just going to be listening to your own music, so Yutaka should not be lenient from Thursday night, you have to wait till Friday morning. The 33rd day in the morning, we have to mix the Seon Kikulo to be able to listen to music just like the Rama would hold normally under normative circumstances when you'd also be able to shave. Now, there is an important heter regarding shaving and haircutting, and that's the Tzarech Parnasa. So for example, let's not talk about Sfil, let's talk about even during the 3 weeks, during the 9 days, during Shavuot Shechalbo. During Shavuot Shechalbo, if a person has a really important business meeting, are they obligated to come in looking like a disheveled, I don't want to say drunk, but like a disheveled, uncouth, not so successful businessman to a meeting where they could lose a deal? So Chazal don't require you at B'makom Hefsid to keep the minhag avelus of even Shavuot Shechalbo. And therefore, it would be considered Dabar Ha'aved, and one would be able to shave during even Shavuot Shechalbo, certainly the 9 days, certainly the 3 weeks, and certainly Sfira for business purposes, if their business is such that they have face-to-face interactions, or even on Zoom, there's Zoom-to-Zoom interactions where they have to look neat. What? Yeah, nowadays everybody has a beard, especially with COVID, even more so. What?
They can wear a mask.
You can wear a mask, then they want to do business with you because you're wearing a mask. So then you get political. I don't want to stay out of politics. So if that's the case, so we could come to our question here about dating during Sfira. If one would consider coming to a date looking disheveled, I think that's fair to consider that a hefsid of sorts. You're losing the opportunity if the young lady meets you and you look like a mess. And she's going to say no, then that would be a shas hatzorach. That would be not just a shas hatzorach. That would be a hefsid. That would be a davar ha'aved, and therefore would be permitted to shave even during Shavuot Shechalbo, and the 9 days, and the 3 weeks, and certainly Sfira. I remember when I was in Lakewood and in the parasha, that was what the psak that went around, except that nowadays the girls are so frum, if you shave during Sfira, they're going to dump you, not because you look like a mess, they're going to dump you because you're not frum enough, and you shave during Sfira. So that's a totally different issue. But if you do feel that the circumstance would be that it would be better for a young man would feel that it would be better for his shidduch prospects to shave, then certainly they would be able to. So with that in mind, I think we come back to our question that we started with a different perspective. So what are the heter that we have for the fellow who has the single Shabbaton on this Shabbos? So he could certainly shave and get a haircut Friday morning. If he has to go upstate and wait online at the barbershop, I don't know if he has to work or not, that's not going to happen. So we could definitely make it to him Thursday night. Rav Aaron Cutler said, B'shas HaTzarech, you could even go Thursday afternoon when we're already not saying, again, this is not for everybody, this is because of this specific Sha'as HaTzarech, for this specific individual. We can rely on Rav Aaron Cutler, who says even Thursday afternoon when it's time for Mincha, you'd already be able to shave from then. And even if that wouldn't be sufficient, I think you could shave any time. If a person is going on a single Shabbaton, and that's certainly certainly costs a lot of money, but even without the financial cost, the fact that there's an opportunity, that you might lose an opportunity to meet somebody and look very presentable, that I think would be reason to shave even without the heter of Lag BaOmer Bichlal. Of course, if it is on, you know, around Lag BaOmer, you might as well wait. If you could do it beheter, I certainly would advise doing it beheter. But if for whatever reason, based on a person's schedule, they wouldn't have the opportunity to shave because of with the heter Lag BaOmer, I think Mikra Hadin, before going on a single Shabbaton, they would be allowed to shave any time during the year, even during Shvira, even during the 3 weeks, even during Shosh HaChalbo. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, I would tell the person, try to shave and get a haircut Thursday night. If you can't do it, yesh omi lismach Thursday afternoon like Rav Aaron Cutler. And if none of those are options, then you could do what you got to do to have hatzlacha b'ez Hashem at the singles Shabbaton. So I wish you, we should all be zochah to share simchas together. B'ez Hashem.